Welcome back to the Gigi Meyer podcast, everybody. I'm Gigi, your host. And yes, I realize it's been a few weeks since I've recorded and released a podcast, and I apologize for that. But I'll have you know, I've made it a priority to show up on here more for you. All right. I've made it a priority and a goal to show up on here more. So expect that. But if I'm going to be completely honest and transparent, I did go a little MIA due to, you know, just, I basically hit like a little phase of burnout. And actually, I don't even know if I would call it burnout, but sometimes I just get to a point where I just get like pretty weak and timid when just my energy isn't there. My energy isn't as high as and strong as normal. And so I kind of just get weak and timid and I hit like writer's block and I can't think as well as I normally do. And coming onto these podcasts just doesn't go as well as it normally does. So I feel like I had to just take, you know, a couple of weeks off. And I think that just happens. It happens. And I think that's just a result of me going really hard. I've been doing a lot of traveling. GFIT has been going really quick and that's great. Football season started as well. So I'm just in a season of my life where I've got a lot going on, and yeah, I'm just going to be transparent about that. And it happens. But here's the thing. Like, if you guys know me at all, right, I was raised by an animal who just goes and goes until he literally can't anymore. And I 100% took on those genes. Like, that's just who I am. And, and I do that, but I'm back. Right. I allowed September to be a much slower month for me personally. But thanks to my incredible, incredible team holding down the fort for me. Yeah, they are awesome. And I can't thank them enough for how awesome they are. But that's honestly something that I've been trying to figure out for myself. I used to think that was the bad way to do things. Like, you know, I go as hard as I can until I literally can't no more. And I have to take a week or two off, as opposed to, you know, having this more balanced approach. More balanced, like sustainable approach, I guess. And so, you know, I always thought that was the wrong way to do it, but I'm wondering if that's not the wrong way. Like, what if that's just my way of doing it? I don't know. At least I allow for the break. I don't know. Stand by. I think that's going to be another episode. I'll record a podcast on that and what I learned there, because I'm still trying to figure that out. But anyways, today I'm actually really excited about today's episode, because I want to talk about a philosophy that I've implemented, that I created myself, that helps me break through pretty much any mental barrier I'm dealing with. It's a powerful tool. It's super simple, but a very powerful tool that I literally use all the time, probably every single day. And especially the past few weeks, when I was getting pretty timid and shy and just a little weary and tired, I had to use it a lot to get back into a groove, to get back on this mic where I'm at right now. I had to use it. You know, it's the ultimate tool. This philosophy I'm going to tell you about, it's the ultimate tool to help you flex that courage muscle, the courage muscle you need, that's going to allow you to step into the discomfort that you need in order to grow, the necessary discomfort you need in order to grow and ascend to who you're meant to be. And who you want to be. And so I call it the so what philosophy. The so what philosophy. But before I tell you exactly what it is, I want to talk about some times in my life where I wish so freaking bad that I had learned and applied this philosophy. So back, you know, when I played college volleyball, this was a great time. I really wish I would have known about the so what philosophy. I was always just pretty concerned about the way I looked in front of the crowd, in front of my teammates. You know, I never wanted to be the one who was a reason for like a lost point or a lost match, right? I didn't want to be responsible for that. And so I played timid. And even when it came to, you know, my approach to being a leader, I was always that person that led by example. I would always work really hard. I was a competitor. But there were still times where I played timid and I would always hold myself back from like expressing how I really felt to my team. And I did that because I was always just afraid of what people would think. You know, going on to my wakeboarding career, when I was wakeboarding professionally, like literally my entire career, I felt so just undeserving of even competing with some of these girls, like with some of these girls, and they were way better than me. And I allowed that to be a part of my story. I allowed that to be my story when I was wakeboarding. You know, I would tell myself all the time, and I would express it in a way that I was like, yeah, I don't deserve to be here. Like, I'm just here for the experience. I don't deserve to be here. So I'm just going to keep quiet. You know, I'm not going to make a scene. I'm going to go compete. I'm going to go, you know, do what I know I can do, but not make a scene because I don't deserve to be here. And that always reflected in the way I would go out and compete. I was very timid. I was very nervous. I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I felt like I had to prove something. So it was like the second I fell, it was over. Like, that reassured my own belief in myself that I didn't deserve to be here. And so that was a big, you know, that took a big toll on my wakeboarding career professionally. And so, you know, same thing another time, and same thing when I started to get into the fitness industry, right? I always thought, like, who the heck am I to post about fitness and health? Like, I don't even have my own stuff figured out. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't look like some of these girls, you know, that are coaching people and, you know, these fitness models and stuff. I'm far from it. You know, when I started to believe that this is the route that I wanted to go, there was so much hesitation because I was like, what are people going to think when I start posting about fitness? And oh my, like, what are people going to think when I start my own online business? Are you kidding me? Like, what are people going to think? And that was a huge, you know, fear factor in my life. And I went into it all timid. I didn't have the so what philosophy as a tool in my toolbox just yet. You know, I was building a team. I put a team together. I had to lead team meetings and Zoom calls with all the members. I had to put myself out there on social media and just generally, like, public speaking in general, like, just being a spotlight anywhere. It was just so terrifying to me. Like, in college, I legit couldn't take a class that said in, like, the, you know, the description, like, oh, there's going to be a lot of presentations, or you're going to have a presentation as your final. I'm like, I wouldn't take that class because of it. I couldn't do presentations. I couldn't do public speaking. I wouldn't even ask a question in class. That's how bad it was. So here I am. I have my own podcast, my own business with an incredible team leading hundreds of ladies through their transformation to living to their potential. And I'm not saying that to, like, toot my own horn by any means at all, but, like, some incredible things can happen when you just break through, like, limitations that you are holding on yourself. You know, I held back so much in my life, and it was only because I cared way too much about what people thought of me. I had an incredible mentor, John Mattson. I read a ton of books. My faith and my relationship with Jesus has grown a ton, and I've been able to just find a way to break through. And I simplified it into this philosophy called the so what philosophy. And so I'm going to tell you exactly what that is. It's allowed me to break through, like I said, through this limiting factor in my life every single time. It's a limiting factor in my life every single day, but I use this to break through it every single day. And it's called the so what philosophy. And it's exactly how it sounds. All right. So what? So freaking what if people judge, if people laugh, if people have opinions, if people hate on you for the things that you're doing, so what? Because here's the real problem. That's not the problem. The problem is oftentimes when we are timid or we have fear of putting ourselves out there, right? Fear of what people are going to think. It's a mental battle, right? And if you allow it to win, if you allow it to hold you back, the mental battle ends there. The second you feel afraid, you think, like, okay, no, definitely not doing that because this is what people are going to think. People are going to judge. People are going to hate on me. People are going to have opinions. And you're like, nope, not dealing with that. And so you stop right there and you decide you're not going to do it. But very rarely do people ever get deeper, you know. Very rarely do we ever go deeper to find out the root of our inaction. The root of our inaction is not what other people are going to think. it's the root of our inaction is because we don't get deeper to break through that belief that we are holding, right? The root of our inaction isn't because people will judge. There's a deeper reason. So the so what philosophy helps me get to that root, which is what we need to do in order to break through, right? So, so essentially when I have I have something that I'm, you know, hesitant of because I might not like what people think, or I don't know how people are going to respond, I just literally ask myself, so what? Like, why do I even care what people think, right? This is my truth. This is my journey, and I'm going to share it. I'm going to put it out there. So what? Who cares what people think? And 100% of the time, this is what the slow so what philosophy is. But almost 100% of the time, if you ask yourself the right questions and you get to the root of your fear and your anxiety that's causing the inaction in your life or delaying your next move, it makes no sense. It's an irrational fear. It's an irrational sense of anxiety. When you get to the root, you realize this doesn't even make any sense. Why do I even care about it? It's not that big of a deal, right? Why does it matter what people think? I used to feel this way about how I looked. And to be honest, like, I still do. And it's not just something that you do once and you break through and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm free forever. It's still an insecurity. It's still a thought. And it might not ever go away, but things like this, the so what philosophy, things like that, that you learn and you add to your toolbox helps you beat these battles every day. And it almost gets easier. And so that's what the so what philosophy is. And so, like I said, I used to feel this way about how I looked. Like, I used to care about what people thought about how I looked. Like, posting a picture of me, of myself, was terrifying to me. But then I asked myself, why? Like, so what? Because people might think I'm not lean enough. I'm not fit enough. People might not think that I'm perfect. So what? People think I might not be good enough. So what? And then this is also what I realized. You know, if someone dwells so much on your shortcomings and inadequacies, that's a tough word to say. If you know someone and they are dwelling so much on your shortcomings and inadequacies, that's weird, right? That's weird for someone to do that. Like, get a life, you know? And the chances are there is nobody like that. But like I said, if there is, that's weird. And we often, you know, think that people are constantly thinking about our shortcomings and inadequacies, but no, maybe people might think it for a second, for like 2 seconds, be like, oh, weird. Like, why did she say that? Why does he look like that? But then that's it. That's over. Then they move on with their day and that's it. Is that really worth you holding back from being who you're meant to be? Right. And so, I mean, adding on to that, what I've learned, everything that is in your life is just a mirror projection of you. That goes for everybody, right? So people who hate on me and how I look, what I say, who I am, it's just a projection of themselves and their insecurity. Like, maybe that's who they want to be, but their way of coping, like their way of realizing they're not who they want to be and their way of coping is to bring others down around them. That's just how they cope. And that's the only reason why it matters to them. It's a way for them to cope so they can feel better about themselves. And I've realized this within myself, everyone, like, I'm a human. I get jealous. I get envious. I'd be lying if I didn't have, you know, a jealous bone in my body, but I do. It's like human nature, but I'm very aware of the second I start to feel jealous or negative about anything. I'm very aware of that. And I've realized every time it's not them who I'm like jealous of or whatever. It's literally me. I'm the problem. And so I can look within and I can figure out this part of myself instead of allowing this jealous energy to take over me and feel negatively towards someone, which helps nobody. It's 100% me. And so once I realized that helped me let go of a lot of people's opinions. that helped me a lot. And to be honest, you know, how I grew up being the daughter of a football coach who's pretty darn successful, you know, has helped me develop extremely super thick skin over the course of my life. Like, I had to get thick skin or I would not survive. Literally, I would not survive. We all had to in my family, or we legit wouldn't survive. I remember my mom telling me that one day. I was like 12 years old. And I remember like just caring for 1 second about something and what someone said. And she was like, "Ooh, you better get some thick skin quick, sister." And that was something that was like, just, you know, we were raised on, thankfully. But that's why you see celebrities and people go crazy, because they have to find a way out from all that. They have to find a way out. And, but like I said, thankfully, with how I was raised and my faith and knowing that I'm in control of me, and who I surround myself with and what I allow myself to believe, I've been able to deal with it very well. I'd like to say, there's been some, you know, again, I'm human, but for the most part, it's much better, you know, handling it the way that we've been raised to handle it. But I can't say those insecurities don't creep in. I mean, it's literally a daily battle for me. And so these past weeks, especially, right? Have you ever just like felt like you want to just crawl in a hole and hibernate for a month, like a bear? Like that's kind of what happened to me the past week. And that happens to me like a couple times a year. And I just have to let myself do it. So that's kind of what happened this past couple of weeks. And it's even more weird when you try and bounce back, right? And everyone's like, "Whoa, where have you been?" Right. And it takes that extra step of courage to just get back to it. So here I am. But yeah, like I was saying before, I go. And then I hit a brick wall and it gets so tough for me to come back. So writing posts, recording podcasts, you know, showing up for Zoom calls with the energy, and sometimes that stuff just gets scary to me sometimes because that insecurity is still there. And it probably always will be, but it's about equipping yourself with the right weapons, you know, when it comes to mindset and whatnot. And so the "so what" philosophy has helped me so much realize that some of these fears that are literally delaying me and these fears and insecurities that are causing this inaction in my life in certain areas are so irrational they're irrational. They don't make any sense, right? So what people think, you know, what's the worst that can happen? If I put this podcast out there, what's the worst that can happen? If I put that out there, if I post this, if I talk about this, what is the worst that can happen? And getting to the root of that insecurity is crucial in overcoming it. Now, if it is a rational fear and a rational insecurity and a rational, like, you know what I mean? When you get to the root where it's like, what's the worst that could happen? Well, this is the worst that could happen. I could possibly lose my job. My family might hate me. Like there's some things that the repercussion are legitimate. The repercussion, the consequences is legitimate. So I would encourage you to really think those things through. But I'm talking on the more lighter, on a more lighter note of like, okay, me caring about what people think of me caring about how I wakeboard, me caring about how I compete, how I impact people, me caring about people and what they think of me being my authentic self. Like I was saying, a lot of times that fear is irrational. And the "so what" philosophy not only helps you get to that root, but it helps you break that insecurity every single time, because you'll literally realize how irrational it is. And so it's also just that ultimate tool, like I said at the beginning, to help you flex that courage muscle that allows you to embrace the necessary discomfort the way you need to in order to be successful, to be your authentic self, to ascend in your life. And the more I do this and study this and learn about myself and other people, the more I realize that I am the biggest obstacle in my life, that the people I'm working with are the biggest obstacles in their life. you know, I am the biggest obstacle in my life. And not my circumstances, not the people around me, not the economy, not the world, but me. You know, those things certainly make it difficult. Circumstances, people, the economy and the world make it difficult, but they don't make it impossible. I am the one who determines if it's impossible or not. And I believe it's that way for everybody. And I'd love to help every single person be able to break through these obstacles that we ultimately are in control of in our life. Okay. And so that's what this podcast is for. That's what the So What philosophy is for. It's another tool to add to your toolbox. So you can, you know, pull it out whenever you feel as if there is something that is holding you back in fear of what people think of you. So you can break that every single time and go be you, go be who you're meant to be and literally live to your potential without holding back. And so I hope this particular episode was inspiring to you. And I hope you can find ways to apply the So What philosophy today. To me, it's something I apply literally every single day. And it's allowed me to become closer to being who I'm meant to be and to be who I want to be without holding myself back anymore or allowing anybody else to hold me back. You know, so what if people judge? So what if people hate? What's the worst that can happen? That's my other favorite question. What's the worst that can happen? Now, side note. All right, people, listen up. And don't take this the wrong way. Only people with a good heart, with good intentions, are eligible for utilizing this philosophy. Okay. This is not permission for people who have, you know, bad intentions to go out, say whatever you want and do whatever you want and hurt people and cause a ruckus. Please don't take that from this episode. Go be a good person. And just remember, like, if you're truly in, you have good intentions and you truly want to help people and make an impact, and you know you have a lot to offer to the people around you, you are doing a disservice to the people around you by holding yourself back from who you're meant to be. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. I just really appreciate that you are on here and hearing what I got to say. I hope you're able to learn and take something from it. And if you did, do me a favor. Go and share this episode with somebody that you think will get a lot out of it. And also, I would just love to hear your thoughts. You know, reach out to me on Instagram, leave a rating or a review. It would be much, much, much appreciated. But thanks again so much for listening. And until next episode, go crush the week.